The president completed his visit to Kenosha, Wisconsin yesterday. In a city torn by different kinds of violence, he leaned hard to one side and did so in a way that fits his reelection themes. The president praised law enforcement and blamed, quote, domestic terror for destruction amid protests there. In public remarks, he did not mention Jacob Blake. That's the man shot multiple times in the back by a police officer in an encounter captured on video. A reporter asked the president about systemic racism, and the president changed the subject.
Do you believe systemic racism is a problem in this country?
Well, you know, you just keep getting back to the opposite subject. We should talk about the kind of violence that we've seen in Portland and here and other places.
That's how the president used his microphone in Kenosha. But how do Kenosha residents view race in their own community? NPR's David Shaper has been asking.
42-year-old Kenneth Smith is walking down 22nd Avenue in Kenosha's Uptown neighborhood with his young son, shaking his head as he looks at the burned-out buildings where busy local businesses stood just a week before.
It's just sad. It's really sad. There's no other word for it, but it's just sad, man. It's just sad.
Smith says he frequented a lot of these places.
Yeah, the taco place over here that's damaged and destroyed. The place Trends right there, I went to, Open Pantry.
While a used car lot, a furniture store, and a state parole office were destroyed in Kenosha's downtown, here in the predominantly black uptown area, close to two entire blocks burned and other buildings were damaged. While Smith understands the anger and frustration over the police shooting, he says those who burned businesses in his neighborhood were not from here.
Because why would they? You know, you got a lot of people in this area that eat in this uptown area. I don't see them burning down a place that they spend money at on a regular basis.
About 12% of Kenosha's residents are black, and many of them live in this lower-income neighborhood.
This town is completely divided.
Tanya McLean is a mother, social worker, and part of a group called the Coalition to Dismantle Racism in Kenosha.
I mean, all of the poverty is in one spot. So what does that say? The jobs are lacking here. The opportunities are lacking. Something has to change here, or this is going to continue.
While many cities are racially divided, Mark Levine says it's worse here. His research at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee found that Southeast Wisconsin has some of the greatest racial inequities in the country.
From poverty to employment to general income trends to income inequality, incarceration trends, school segregation levels, Black Milwaukee ranked either the worst or next to worst among the nation's 50 largest metropolitan areas. And in fact, on most indicators that I've looked at, the status of the Black community in Kenosha is actually slightly worse.
Levine says what's most startling about his study is how little the trends in Southeast Wisconsin have changed over the years. While other regions have gradually seen less segregation and some economic and educational gains since the 80s and 90s, Southeast Wisconsin has not. Lorna Revere is a small business owner from nearby Racine.
I do feel that we are marching backwards. People of color are getting pushed backwards at a rapid rate.
As she prepares to participate in a weekend protest march and rally, I asked Revere if she's at least encouraged by seeing such a large and racially diverse crowd.
This warms my heart to see all these people here today. It does. But I don't have a great amount of hope right now.
At a news conference last week, Kenosha Mayor John Antaramanian acknowledged the challenge of restoring hope.
The city already had started working with the clergy on dealing with how we were going to deal with racism and how we were going to start dealing with some of the problems that we're facing.
But the mayor didn't offer any specifics beyond forming committees and meetings in churches. Back in Uptown, where some small businesses and the apartments above them were destroyed, 58-year-old Eric Vines, who was born and raised here, wonders if any can rebuild.
I don't even know how or how long it would take for all this to come back, or if it will. I hope it does. But it's unimaginable to even see it coming back. With all the chaos going on, it's going to take a whole lot.
Many here say changing deep-seated racial inequity starts at the ballot box this November. In a county that President Trump won by just 255 votes 4 years ago, the police shooting of Jacob Blake and the protests and violence that followed are likely to shape this year's outcome. David Shaper, NPR News, Kenosha, Wisconsin.